Hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. Welcome to the Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. to talk about, you know, democracy in Wisconsin and how do we keep moving Wisconsin forward. And folks, tomorrow is a big election day. As a primary election, including for the primary for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I thought it was really, really appropriate, given that we're here the night before Election Day, to have with me representatives of polls, I mean, Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin. Anita Johnson, who is the voting education specialist and community outreach manager. And momentarily, we will have Pastor Greg Lewis joining us. Well, hello, Pastor Lewis.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Well, let's just keep your mic on there, Pastor Lewis, so we can talk about it. No? Okay. Let's tell me about, what is Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin? What is it? Anita? Oh, Pastor Lewis? Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, we're an organization that talks about the voting, all things voting, and we give out information and education on everything having to do with voting. That's what we do. And right now we're in the middle of a cycle of giving information about the Supreme Court justice race, and aldermen are running for office here in Milwaukee, and also school board members are running here in Milwaukee, and not a lot of people are paying attention. So that's why we are really trying to make sure that we do everything we can to get the message out about there's a vote. People don't even know there's a vote. I guess people are working on so many other things that they really can't get into this primary for this Supreme Court justice. And we're Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin. So our tentacles reach Green Bay to the north, you know, Waukesha, out in Racine, Kenosha, Beloit, and especially here in Milwaukee, but Ozaukee County. So we're all over the state now. And we used to be Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin, Milwaukee. But now we're Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin. So our goal is just to give people the information about voting and all voting cycles. And this is a tough one, Mark, here, because a lot of people don't understand how important the Supreme Court race is. You know, when we talk about Supreme Court, well, you're a lawyer, so you probably should be talking about this more than me. But when we talk about the Supreme Court, we talk about people making decisions about your everyday life. And we really don't even understand how important that is in this community. So now we're having issues getting out the information about voting. So that's who we are.
And I hope that helps. That's why I thought it would be great to have you back on the show, Pastor Lewis. It's great to see you. We're less than 24 hours to poll time. And I'm really delighted to have Anita Johnson, the Souls to the Polls Wisconsin voting education specialist and community outreach manager, with us too. Hello, Anita.
So, hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Anita's our expert, man. I got to tell you, man. You know, I'm just another pretty face. Anita's the expert.
We'll let the listeners and watchers decide. Right? So, you know, Anita, tell the listeners a little bit about your role in Souls to the Polls Wisconsin as the voting education specialist. What does that sort of mean?
That means that I keep people updated on the changes in the voting laws, what's expected of them when they go to the polls to vote, train them how to register people to vote, train them on if someone needs a photo ID, what they need when they go to the DMV, what the rules and regulations are. I make sure that they have flyers and information about any upcoming election that can be canvassed. And because it's so cold outside, we are canvassing in the church. So every time somebody comes into the church, they're handed a flyer. I have started a program called the Ambassador Program. And the Ambassador Program is a program where I train a group of people about the upcoming elections. These people, in turn, will keep the people in the church updated on any election, what it means to them, how it will affect them, and they will give them flyers as well as helping them if they need a ride to the polls. I'm doing this in preparation for the presidential election next year. I'm getting a little tired of people saying, we only see you when it's time to vote. So I want to get all of these people trained up in the different churches so we are prepared for next year's election and we can move on with the primary and the spring election year.
It's amazing. You know, using some of your expertise for listeners that maybe learning that there is a big election tomorrow for the first time. If you're not registered to vote, can you register tomorrow?
You can register at the polls, but you must bring proof of residence. You must have lived in your residence for 28 consecutive days. So you must, that can be a gas bill, it can be your bank statement. It can be anything that's a government-issued document. But you must live in your residence for 28 days, and you have to bring proof of residence, and you can vote. You can register to vote. But you also have to have that state ID or the driver's license or a passport, or if you're a member of an Indian tribe, you can bring that as an ID. You have to have that ID in order to vote. But the answer is yes, you can register at the polls tomorrow.
But I think a lot of people sometimes forget that you can actually, in Wisconsin, we have same day registration.
Right.
You know, that there are some states that don't allow it, but Wisconsin does. And
We've been very fortunate that we are still allowed to do this, and that has not been touched yet.
You know, the just to give the listeners some background, how long have you really been active in voting rights issues?
It's been over 20 years. I used to work for District Council 48, Ask Me, and that's where I really first got started in my activism for voting. It was nothing that I thought that I would ever do, but I became so passionate about it when I found out people really didn't know their rights at the polls.
You know, have you seen over that 20 years, have you seen or witnessed attempts to suppress votes in communities of color?
It gets worse and worse every year, Mark. So, it does not get any better. It gets worse. There's always something coming up to suppress the African-American community or people of color from going to the polls to vote. The 28-day rule, that used to be only 10 days. You had to live in your residence for 10 days, and then you could register at the polls on Election Day. But now it's 28 days.
How have you dealt with that in, you know, with the public in terms of how do you go about addressing, you know, this idea of voter suppression?
I don't address the voter suppression.
Okay.
I try to think of good things to get people to go to the polls.
Right.
I don't want to stop people from going to the polls because something might happen when they get to the polls. I give them all the rules, all the regulations, and I tell them, this is your right. You need to go and vote.
I think that's really commendable, because sometimes people get into a mindset where you're like, I can't do something, or I can't make a difference.
Right. Voting is confusing enough. So we don't need to add, you know, anything bad that might happen or the laws that might change. We have a governor that has vetoed a lot of the changes that have come to him. So we don't have to worry about that. So there's no need for me to talk to the voters about that. I just want to make sure they have that ID and that they're registered to vote.
So the Pastor Lewis mentioned this at the beginning, that people are really, really busy working 2 to 3 jobs, and this idea of finding time to vote. How does, you know, Souls to the Polls Wisconsin work with people to encourage folks to vote, even despite the day-to-day, right? The requirements.
I don't think it's so much people are, you know, too busy. I just think people are fed up. They're tired of getting treated like, you know, dumb. And, you know, people are tired of our so-called leaders making decisions for them that really don't help their everyday lives. They're tired of all the suppressive issues, those things going on. And
Pastor Lewis, I want you to think about that sermon. Folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. Hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson, and this is the Paul Revere Show. We are here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. The focus is always moving Wisconsin forward, and how do we make a more perfect union, and how do we have a stronger democracy? And I am honored to have with me tonight Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls Wisconsin, along with Anita Johnson, the voting education specialist and community outreach manager for Souls to the Polls Wisconsin. And Pastor Lewis, you were just telling me, and you know, as I said, my dad was a preacher. You're a preacher, and you're going to preach about how people are fed up and tired of
being treated like dumb.
Okay.
You know what dumb is?
Yeah. I think we all do, right? So how do you see that, you know, how do you see that amongst folks? And you know, how are you addressing that fed up?
Well, you know, we just, first of all, we like to educate them on the importance of understanding their power. You know, and that's the biggest thing we have to do, Mark, is, you know, listen, you got to understand your power. You know, I tell folks, I said, look, you know, we already marched. We already rioted. We don't have to do that anymore. We have the vote now. That's the most powerful bullet that we have. All this other stuff is just nonsense because it doesn't do a thing. All we have to do is gather up together, go out and vote, and we have to go past voting now, Mark. We have to put up our own candidates. We have to make sure that we have folks in place who will excite the people now. And that's what we have to talk about, the progression to the next level. Not just going out and voting, but progress to the next level of having folks who will look out for your interests in the race. You know, we're tired of suppressive rules and laws that are counterproductive to real democracy. You know, we just got the idea that we're part of this whole thing. We cannot go backwards now. We cannot quit. We have to work harder. We have to do more. We have to help and not be frustrated. It has to be the point where we must keep our patience. We have to play chess games now. You know, we have to go through situations now. We cannot just think everything's going to turn around just like that, even though it's been years of having things not go in the way of the community. Our true power is at the polls. That's what we have to keep telling people. The true power is in the vote. So the first thing we have to do is let the people know there is a vote. Did you hear me? We got to let people know there's a vote. You know, people don't even know. I'm talking about black, white, red, yellow. If you go down the street, go out where you are right now, and the first person walking down the street, you say, hey, man, you know there's a vote? They'll probably say, for what? People don't even know there's a vote because we don't put enough information out and we don't have enough money to make sure that there is, in all communication vehicles, the information about voting. We got to let people know how important the Supreme Court seat is, too. They don't know that just takes care of your everyday life. But not only that, we have to explain stuff like gerrymandering, drop boxes, the importance of helping the elderly, the handicapped, or I should say the disabled. Somebody got on my case about that the other day talking about handicapped. And those with no transportation, the sick, the injured, the absent, you know, we have to give out information. Like, if we can't quit, we can't get frustrated, Mark. We got to keep doing what we do, because the only way this is going to drive the point home is to continue to have it in the ear of the people that we're trying to reach.
And you know, if I may add into that, also
preach.
People need to know that the Supreme Court will make a decision whether or not people with disabilities can be helped with voting. And we don't talk about this community of people enough. That the ban on the ballot box affected them, people of color, low-income people, because this was the way they could take their absentee ballot, drop it in the box, and then, you know, go on about their business. Now we can't use that ballot box. Also,
you mean the drop box?
Right? I mean the drop box. Also, the Supreme Court will make the decision to see if women can have the right to control their health. Now, why should I be worried about the Supreme Court telling me what to do with my own health care? Why should I be worried about that? But now it's in the hands of the Supreme Court. We're worried about gun control. We're worried about public safety. These are the things that people are worried about. So when you talk to them about voting, they're like, why should I vote?
And Anita's there saying, because on February 21st, tomorrow, is the first step on There are four candidates. Two are going to come out of tomorrow's election, 221. And that person that's elected on April 4th, on the final vote, is going to be a swing vote for the court. And I think we'll have much more to say about that. But folks, you've been here, Paul Revere Show. This is The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. We are here talking about moving Wisconsin forward. And we're going to continue that discussion every Monday night from 7 to 8. Hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. Welcome to the Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM. Tonight, I'm honored and privileged to have with me Pastor Greg Lewis, the founder of Souls to the Polls Wisconsin, and Anita Johnson, a voting education specialist and community outreach manager. And one of the, we're talking about February 21st, tomorrow is a major primary, but I just wanted to draw attention to the Wisconsin Election Commission has set up an advisory committee to make administrative rule process for poll observers, and Anita Johnson is the representative, or one of 20, that will be serving on that advisory committee on Souls of the Polls Wisconsin. So thank you very much, Anita Johnson, for your service to the people. And
thank you.
You know, you've been out there, as you said, 20 years active educating voters. How do you see this poll observer issue playing out? And you know, what are you looking forward to as part of that whole process?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I have been a poll observer, and there are rules and regulations for poll observers that are always not followed. And sometimes, and I believe they're Republican poll observers that will come in and stand over the poll worker and look directly over their shoulder, that should not be allowed. I think we should do something about that. I also think that if you are a poll worker, you should vote before you come to work in your polling site and not have to leave and go and vote and come back. You can do early vote. That would help a lot. I am going to have to see what else other people think about poll observers. I always try to make sure that people are not being disenfranchised when they go to the polls to vote, that they're not given the wrong information. If I see that a person comes in to vote and they are turned away, I let them leave the building and then I go out and talk to them to see if I can advise them on what steps they need to do next. Maybe they're just in the wrong polling location. Maybe they came to register to vote and they don't have the right documents. But I just want to make sure that they're not turned away from voting that day.
The you know, I think this is going to be sort of a new process, you know, getting 20 folks from around the state from various different organizations, independent organizations, you know, like Souls to the Polls Wisconsin, right, which is generally.
Right. And, you know, different areas have different problems.
Yeah,
I usually have maybe 15 to 20 different polling sites that I go to on election day. And they're run really very good. You know, I go in, they know me. I sign my name, I show my ID, I sit down, and I watch to see what's happening. So those polling sites far west, on the west side of Milwaukee, are run very good. But there's other polling sites when the lighting is not good. They don't have enough chairs. You know, they don't have enough workers. So there are a lot of different problems in different districts that might not affect me. So it'll be, I'm eager to hear what other problems are going on.
Yeah, and I'll say this just, you know, as a full disclosure, in my capacity, one of my, you know, jobs that I do volunteer, what's not quite volunteering, but it pretty much is, I am on the Wisconsin Election Commission, and we are we are really excited about this whole process of hearing from the advisory committee around the state and to see what are the, you know, what are the best practices that we can put together in a rule that will ultimately, hopefully, really help make it easier for people to vote. And I wanted to give you a shout out.
Thank you,
Anita Johnson. You know, we thank you for the time you're going to commit. We thank Pastor Greg Lewis and Souls to the Polls Wisconsin to putting you forward and having you out there part of this process, bringing your expertise on, you know, what it means for everyday folks voting and how do we make it easier. So I do appreciate that. So
thank you very much. Thank you.
Let's just go back to tomorrow, February 21st. In your capacity, what are you seeing in terms of, are people starting to ask questions? I mean, you went through in terms of how you're telling people why it's important, all these
People are starting to ask questions about the election. Who is running? I can't pronounce this woman's last name. You know, people are starting to ask questions. Well, people know what I do. So like in my church on Sunday morning, people will run up to me and say, who should I vote for? And I, you know, I'm like, I'm nonpartisan. I can't tell you who to vote for, but I can direct you to a website where you can learn about these people. And if they have the same values that you have, then you can vote for them. But we do want to keep that Supreme Court balanced. So I don't tell people who to vote for. I encourage them to go and vote. Also, Souls to the Polls has a great website. We have a team that does the social media and the digital messaging. And, you know, they're constantly sending out information about voting, what you can do. We are also giving rides to the polls, unfortunately, only in Milwaukee. So if anyone, even if you have a disability, needs a ride to the polls tomorrow, they can call 414-383-1821. And somebody will pick you up, take you to the polls, and then take you back home. You cannot go grocery shopping. We pick you up, take you to the polls, and then take you back home. And so we do offer those things.
Okay. And I just want to be clear. That's in the Milwaukee area?
Only in Milwaukee area tomorrow. Only in Milwaukee area that we're doing that.
The Pastor Lewis noted that Souls to the Polls Wisconsin is now involved in Ozaukee County, Milwaukee County, Green Bay, Racine, Beloit, Kenosha, Milwaukee. I guess I said Milwaukee twice, sir. Sorry about that. But how do you see this sort of expansion of Souls to the Polls Wisconsin? And what kind of excitement are you seeing, Anita, around the state?
You know, Souls to the Polls, just the work that we do needs to be spread out throughout the states. We need to train people all over the state on how to make it easier for people to vote. So as we go to, well, Reverend Lewis goes first and he talks to the churches, he talks to the ministers in the church and tells them his message on what we're trying to do. And then I will go in to train these people to make sure they know how to register people to vote, they know the rules. You know, going to the DMV to get an ID can be a horrendous experience if you don't know what to do. You have to have that birth certificate, the original birth certificate, when you go, if this is your first time getting a state ID. If you don't have all the documents that you need when you go to the DMV, you still can get a temporary ID to vote. That temporary ID is only good for 60 days. If you don't get a state ID within the 60 days, then you have to go back to the DMV and renew that temporary ID so you can vote. See, these are the things that I tell people when I go out to speak, to make sure that people know all of these little loopholes, because it's frustrating to think that you have a temporary ID. Oh, at 60 days, I got to go back. Well, there's another election coming up. What am I going to do? Vote riders will help you get your documents, and they will pay for the documents that are needed if you don't have the money. And vote riders will give you a ride to the DMV if necessary. So this is the way I educate people on things that they may not know. Yeah, and this is what we will do in this when we go through to Racine, Kenosha, Beloit. We want to see how they're helping people when they go to the polls to vote, and then advise them. Maybe it will work better if you do it this way. Now, you know, we can't have any more voting drives. So it's a play on words. So you say to people, I'm assisting you in voter registration. It's so simple now just to go. The other thing I wanted to mention is, if you don't know where your polling site is, just go to myvote.wi.gov. And there's a whole list of things. Where do I vote? Click on that. Put in your address, and it will tell you where you need to go to vote.
I thank you for that. Because folks, were talking with Anita Johnson and Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin. And we're talking about a very important election tomorrow, February 21st. Polls are going to open in less than 24 hours. And it is not too late to get involved. You, right?
Anita? No, it's not too late. It's right on time. You know, and the thing about it, Mark, is this. You know, you got to understand how much this Supreme Court affects your everyday life. They make decisions that really have a serious impact on our everyday being. But Mark, I'm talking to the expert talking to you. You're the expert in this situation. You know what that Supreme Court, you know how important it is. You know the balance of power that's at stake. And we have to understand that. We have to understand our power. And what I have to keep repeating is this. Man, we've already complained, we've marched, we've even had riots about, you know, getting out and having the ability to vote. We don't have to do that anymore. We need to vote. And that's very, very powerful if we vote. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get out and vote right now. I already voted, but I'm ready to get out. I can't vote twice, man. No, I can't do that.
No, that's very, very important, right?
Yes, right. It is.
Right.
One vote a person.
One vote a person.
The I want to going back to between tonight and tomorrow morning, What can any listener that's listening do to help get voters out tomorrow? Anita, what do you tell
you? You can multiply your vote.
Okay, what does that mean? Explain.
When you multiply your vote, you talk to your friends, people you go to church with, people you work with, people you your relatives. You will talk to them tomorrow. Did you vote today? Did you know today is the day that you go and vote? Do you need a ride to the polls? Here's the telephone number that you can call. Do I need to come and get you? Make sure you multiply your vote by talking to three people.
Listen, yeah, talk to three people. And Mark, here's the other thing, man. If you need a ride, we are giving rides to the polls. 414
in Milwaukee.
And the Milwaukee and surrounding area.
Very good. So this is Attorney Mark Thompson. I am here with Pastor Greg Lewis and Anita Johnson, and we are talking about a big day tomorrow, folks. It is voting day. Well, folks, this is the Paul Revere Show. I am Attorney Mark Thompson. I am honored to have with me tonight Pastor Greg Lewis and Anita Johnson from Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin. And we are talking about Election Day tomorrow, less than 24 hours. And Anita and Pastor Lewis have talked through right how to multiply your vote, how to register to vote tomorrow, what you need to do to get a ride to in Milwaukee County. What is that number again, Anita?
414-383-1821.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit more about tomorrow election day. And, you know, Pastor Lewis, you touched on it. There are primaries for alderpersons, there are primaries for judges, there's primaries for school boards. I mean, we have so many people locally that are making decisions for us that too often we don't pay enough attention to these elections. And the big election that we've been talking about is the for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And tomorrow we're going to go from four candidates to two, and we're going to end up on April 4th electing the new candidate. And I just wanted just to touch on this. Remember that President Joe Biden won the last presidential election by some 20,000 votes. And there were appeals made, and it went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And by a 4-3 vote, the court said, look, we're not going to take the vote away from the people. This election for, and I think you folks said it, sort of the core, the center of our Supreme Court. And Pastor Lewis, you talked about gerrymandering and districts and fairness in Wisconsin. How do you see that playing out?
Well, I got to tell you, man, that's probably the most important one item that, you know, we have to really consider when we talk about the balance of power. Because if the court stays the same, we'll probably have, you know, one party that is probably the minority in the state running our state for the next 100 years, man. And that is just not something that, you know, we should let happen. And that's the thing that we have to help people understand. Listen, this is a democracy, you know, and that's not really democratic that the minority is making decisions for all. It should be fair elections. It should be fair maps, all those things. That's an incredible disadvantage to folks. You know, if you got, listen, and I know I'm talking to, you know, I'm preaching to the choir,
but if you're preaching to the listeners, I mean, this is Go ahead and preach. I'm hearing you. We need some wind in our sails.
Yeah. Listen, if you got 200,000 folks in one area and they all get one representative, and then you got 2,000 and this 20,000 in this area, 20,000 in that area, 25 times, and they got five representatives. That's crazy. You know, I got 200 people with one representative, and you got 20,000 five times and five representatives, because you make the maps in a way that's how things turn out. I know I'm over exaggerating, but that's basically what's happening here. You know, people are drawing these maps so they can stay in power. And the thing about it is they'll do anything, Mark. They'll destroy anything. They'll burn up anything just to stay in power. They are not looking out for the interests of people. And we have folks who are voting against their own self-interest. We all should be sticking together to make sure that everyone gets a fair shake in our state. That's why we need to go out and vote on tomorrow for someone who will look out for your interests, and not just because. You need to vote for folks who are going to look out for your interests.
Thank you, Pastor Lewis. You know, Anita, you talked about you go out in communities and churches and you say, look, I can't tell you who to vote for. Values. What do you see what values are at stake tomorrow and then on April 4th in terms of who we are as a people?
You know, I hate to bring it back up again, but women's rights. You know, women have been fighting for their rights for decades, and we should not have to start fighting for that all over again. We need to be, the government needs to be more concerned with people that have disabilities. I went to Madison with a group of people with disabilities, and the woman talked about she couldn't write. All she could do was take the pencil and put it in her mouth to check off who she wanted to vote for on her ballot. When the right is taken away that her own helper cannot take this and drop it in the box for us, that's sad. That's very, very sad. However, we still have to keep fighting. We have to keep saying these things over and over and over. Don't stop voting. Go to the polls and vote. You do not want that right taken away from you. Go to the polls and vote. If you don't understand, call me. I will tell you whatever I can tell you. If I don't know, I will find out. Call Pastor Greg. If he doesn't know, he will find out and he will tell you.
If I don't know, I'll call Anita. No.
Both.
Now, listen, and I wouldn't be worth anything if I didn't say how we need funds, man. If you want to contribute to Souls to the Polls, go to our website. We have ways for you to do it, because we got to work on getting seniors out to vote. We got to work on this voter tripling. That means we want everybody to ask three people to get out and vote. We got to work on canvassing. We got to work on Nita and her church ambassadors. We got to talk to church leaders about getting their congregations out. We got to get rise to the polls. We have to have an event right before the election that culminates our work and really puts pressure on our community to understand their power. And we got to talk about radio, and we got to talk about social media. We need billboards. Man, if you can contribute to our situation so that we can get you in a position where you understand your power and we work together as a force for voting.
We want to thank the League of Progressive Seniors. Are we finished?
You'll go quick. You got 5 seconds.
We want to thank the League of Progressive Seniors, the League of Women Voters, those groups that help us out and are partners with us.
This is the Paul Revere Show. Thank you, Pastor.